from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
You love the Flower Garden Show. More on that in a second. Theories are rolling in now here on Science Corner. 708. When you're a baby, 1 year is 100% of your life. When you're 50, 1 year is 2% of your entire life. Therefore, it goes by much quicker. Well, let's make some assumptions here. Abigail's three. At the age of three in the country now, it's very likely she'll live to be 100 years old, maybe older. So she's lived 3% of her life. Mm-hmm. I'm 58. If I live to be 100, yeah, right. If I live to be 100, I've lived 58% of my life.
Right.
So therefore, I've got less life left. Time's flying for me, not so much for her. Does that make sense?
It does. It's like the little battery icon in the upper right-hand corner of your phone.
Oh, so I've got less bars?
Wow. You have just less battery.
Fewer battery left?
Yeah.
And can you recharge?
Let me blow your mind a little further. If we launched you into space right now, your time would go even faster.
Well, I'm not going then.
Now, that's a fun radio bit.
Yeah.
Launching go into Steve space, into space just right. to see how time passes
yeah,
for him.
Listen, I've said this before. I'm not jumping out of an airplane, but I'll go on a rocket anytime.
You can go on a rocket, and then you can vlog it, like Kristen Cavallari, mm-hmm. what we watched yesterday in the office.
I'm going to go on a rocket with Kristen Cavallari.
There you go, and you guys yeah. can film the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about our commitment to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Another texter from the 630 says, I think when you're young, you can't wait to be an adult. When you get older, you want things to slow down because your time's running out.
If we can't find a rocket, can we just shoot you out of a cannon?
Yes. Like yeah. Evel Knievel?
At this point, are you just looking for any way for me to stop this discussion?
Tie you to a weather balloon.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like the kid that they found living in the closet yeah. when they said he had blown away?
Right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
773, my theory about speeding up with age is as we age, the ratio of a period of time to our total time lives becomes smaller. For example, a year to a four-year-old is 1 to 4. A year to a 50-year-old is 1 to 50, similar to what we talked about before. The period of a year relative to more years lived is smaller. Thus, time seems to fly by more quickly. Any questions at this point? I feel we figured this out.
I'm pretty sure Tony Abbruscato knows the answer to this.
Well, we'll get to Tony eventually.
I've got a sense or two here as I've gone into the upper parts of 50.
Yeah, I like the fact that Tony's got to run an entire Flower and Garden Show, and I'm screwing around with trying to figure out the age-old question of why time flies.
Flower and Garden Shows are all about living and dying.
Right?
You know, because that's...
See, my philosophy now is that the days are very long, but the weeks are very fast for some reason gone into my 50s. Yeah.
Well, see, I'm 58.
I'm 55.
I got a couple on you.
Yeah.
The days are long, but the weeks are fast.
Yeah.
If I could add to that. The nights I fall asleep go too quickly. The nights I can't sleep take forever.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, but you're just a child. let me get Paulette in here, and then we'll move on. Paulette, I'm making this too hard?
You're making this too hard. It is physics. When you're going downhill, you pick up speed.
All right?
That's right.
It's there you go. There
I like
go.
How you assume like I'm it. Going downhill. I mean, I am. But I like how you assume.
I'm going to give her an app gift card for that piece of.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
is
good.
The best line yes, I've ever heard. There you go.
So you're going downhill, you're yeah. picking up speed.
You're picking up speed.
Yeah, and at the top of the hill, you're fine. It's slow.
And
yeah.
as you're going
yeah,
uphill,
and
you're.
Sometimes it's hard at that top, and then you start going down, and you yeah. pick up speed, and boy, you're skating down the road.
Then you're dead.
Dave, that
you're
means
dead.
Dave, that means you're still ahead of me.
You know, oh, I'm
I guess
way
so.
Ahead of you, babe.
But I can always slow. I could hit a rock or something and stop.
And break a hip.
Paulette, we're making you the scientist, the official scientist of the program, and
thank
you're a big
you.
Prize winner. Hold on a second. Thank you for listening and for straightening me out. Tony Abbruscato's here, and Tony, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me back.
Flower and Garden Show, how many years?
172. But I've been involved since 2011.
172.
We date back to 1847. Polk was president.
Oh, Polk. I love Polk.
Yeah.
He did a lot of fun
he
things.
He did a lot of things.
Has it always been at Navy Pier?
No. Actually, but we were one of the first events at Navy Pier back in the 20s when they opened it up public.
Navy Pier's 100 this year, right?
Last year was 100. Okay. And then we were the very first event when McCormick Place opened.
Okay.
So we were the very first event that they had at McCormick Place, too. So it's been all over the place. But, you know, pre-Chicago Fire, because you don't really think, you say 1847, but pre-Civil War, pre-Chicago Fire, all of those things. So a lot of that just didn't
exist. Well, see, and I hope you had longer events then, because you remember, like, Shakespeare festivals, people would come, they'd be 5, 6, 10 days long.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd be taking the horse.
Right, right. The there. Ox cart or
and
something.
And if it's going to take that long to get there, you're not going to have a 2-hour show, wait and go home.
Right.
So but this is more, I would say, user friendly in 2019 than it was in 1847.
Yes, yes. We have the automobile and public transportation.
Right.
to come inside, and you can, you know, I always say come for the show and stay for the pier, so there's plenty of to do. You can make a whole day out of it. But it's funny though, from a relevant standpoint, is in 1847 it was a fruit and flower exhibition. And now, because 1847, you think about fresh fruit. How did you get fresh fruit from Michigan to Chicago or something like that? And so now one of the things that we're talking about are all growing your own food and container gardening and organics and going back to what they were probably talking
about. How did you get involved
with
this?
I was in the event business,
right.
And we were producing different events. And when WGN Radio was outsourcing, looking for someone to take over the Flower and Garden Show, the company that I was working for took it over in late 2006. And I loved it so much, and I thought it had so much to offer.
Do you have a green thumb?
I have a little bit of a green thumb, but not much. I point to things and say, I like those red ones and things like that.
But you can visually help when you're organizing whatever the show turns out to be.
You know, I can. I always say my greatest skill is bringing together people that have talents in that arena. So, but I can come up with, a lot of times I'll come up with a grand vision, and then somebody, a designer or a horticulturist or someone, will come in and really pull it together following that 10,000 foot look.
Why was WGN recruiting somebody for the Flower and Garden Show?
We'd sponsored it for years.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You owned it for years.
Yeah. It was a Tribune presentation.
Ah, gotcha.
Now, Dave loves kale and quinoa.
Yes,
so
I do.
Do you have a live kale and quinoa exhibition where Dave can just come over and have lunch?
We do have a kale. We do have a lot of kale.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine there would be quinoa being grown there.
Though I have to say, you know, we have the Garden Gourmet stage, and the chef from Texas de Brazil yesterday made quinoa and steak a presentation on the stage, and the leftovers came to the show office, and it was absolutely amazing.
See, you might even like that, Steve.
Yeah. The steak, for no question.
The quinoa had a good amount of garlic in it. You didn't even really know. Could have been anything.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't have to know it was healthy.
Hours for the show?
We're open 10 to 8 every day. We've got today, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday we close at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And we're going to do something new on Sunday at 5 o'clock. We have a new houseplant garden at the show. Houseplant sales are up 300%.
Really?
In the market. Millennials account for 30 to 40% of that rise in houseplants. So we created a houseplant garden at the show. And so beginning at 5 o'clock on Sunday, we're going to have a houseplant sale. And so you can buy a houseplant from the Chicago Flower and Garden Show and take it home with you.
Yeah, you know what else is smart about that? Less cleanup.
Less cleanup. And we do stress that it's only that garden, only those houseplants. Don't start grabbing everything that you see and ripping it out of somebody's space.
But if somebody wants to make you an offer, say, on a 30-foot tree, you'd be willing to listen?
You know, there's a lot of offers I won't refuse. And so, we can make that happen. We do actually donate most of the plant material that's
in the
show out to different charities, nonprofit organizations, church groups are coming in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we send a lot of that out. We're actually we're going to be working with MPL Construction and doing community gardens, hopefully 10 to 11 neighborhoods that we're going to book community gardens in this summer from materials coming from the show.
Great.
One of my favorite things on the list of things going on is potting parties with William Moss, the garden boss.
Oh,
that sounds like a strong event to attend.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, it's fun. It's your first container of the season.
Okay.
William does a great job in teaching you how to the best ways to be successful with your containers, because we want people to be successful. So
sure.
Inspire them, but educate them and motivate them. And so he does a great job of bringing you through of how to be successful with it. And then you have your first container of the season ready to go.
Oh,
and it's right there. And it's only $20, and you get 6, 7, 8 plants in the container, plus all of his knowledge through that. And, you know, we all have got nicknames. They, you know, affectionately, it comes in front of me, Mr. Green Chicago. He's the garden boss. We've got...
Sure.
You know, we pull people in.
I grew up in a household of plant killers. My mom has black thumbs.
Wow.
And so I'm not sure if that's genetic or not, but I always stay away from them because I'm scared that I've inherited that.
Well, for you, we've actually adopted a new tagline, which is we can turn any thumb green.
Oh.
And so we have 125 educational classes, so you can come in that are all free. Williams, there's a charge because you bring all the plants home with you. But we have 125 educational classes teaching you how not to kill your plants. And we have one of our campaigns is, are you the suck and succulent? and we can help you not kill your plants.
Yeah, we're drowners. I like to overwater.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Tony Abrascato's here, Flower and Garden Show, through the 24th. All right, so I think we talked about this before, but if we didn't, I always thought the flower, because the thing about the Flower and Garden Show, if you're not a flower and garden person, you go and you think, well, it's going to be all grandparents. It's going to be all older folks, which isn't true.
No.
There's a whole wide range of ages there. And, of course, you mentioned Navy Pier. So if you're bringing your family and your kids are whining about it, they can wander around Navy Pier while you enjoy the Flower and Garden Show. Sure. Having said that, this would be a great place to start a dating thing for people that love flower and gardens.
Absolutely.
You know Tinder? Planter.
Oh, yeah. Planter.
Start planter. Oh, Tinder,
I'm gonna,
start planter.
Let me get that. I'm gonna,
it's free from me to you.
I'm going
to
do it. That would be hysterical.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So you love flower and garden stuff. You can't find anybody that loves it as much as you do. Meet them at the Flower and Garden Show.
I remember I was on the radio once and somebody said, if you were a guy, why would you want to go to the Flower and Garden Show? And I said, well, 70% of our audience is female.
Yeah.
That's
a good
start.
Reason.
Yeah, going in there. But I do, on that topic, we're the only show in the world that has a kids activity garden.
Right.
And so we doubled it this year, and we have 10, 15 activities a day for all of the kids. So the Chicago Park District and the Forest Preserve District.
And every teacher, do you remember this as a kid?
Yep.
Every teacher, you'd have that seed that you would plant.
Right.
Every day you get up, you'd hustle into school to see if it started growing. And when it did grow, you were thrilled.
Absolutely.
We always did soybeans. That's
and so we have
do.
We have herbs and veggie plants, so all the kids can come in and plant their own veggie. It's not a seed this time. It's started. We started it for them, and so they can watch it grow and get a tomato or something like that.
Yeah,
it's really important to bring the next generation into all of
no
this.
Doubt. So Dave can actually eat the kale that's growing at the show?
Yes. I'll tell security he's got a clearance.
Thank you, Tony.
So they won't haul you out.
Lean in and lunch.
I love the show, and I went. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. And there were so many good ideas, and I was looking to fix up my deck. And people have suggestions on things you can do to just kind of make it more decorative and come up with creative ways to take a kind of old-looking area and make it look new again.
Well, and it's true, and we were having this conversation, that flower shows in general across the country have really turned into more living space. Shows, outdoor living space. And so we have all these professionals that are there talking about decks and outdoor kitchens and fire pits and the grill areas and all of those things. And so we have these experts that are there and then the classes and things. But it's really coming into more about that outdoor living, outdoor lifestyle. And so we still have the beautiful flowers and things, but they're included into a living space because that's what's relevant in today's society. And so doing things like the deck is important. The new, even the Trex decking, you know, lasts forever now. So you're not constantly having to sand it and spray it and restain it and all of those good things.
All right. So the website is
chicagoflower.com.
And
everything
Justin,
you need to know.
I'm sorry. We can give away 2 pairs of tickets.
What?
To the flower.
2 pair?
2 pair right now.
All right. But if we give away 2 pair, you got to go buy 2 other pair for your friends.
All right. So I'm going to say the 7th caller and the 14th caller.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Chicagoflower.com.
Steve, you didn't ask me the phone number. I learned our phone number.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What is it?
312-981-7200.
Well, that's good. You weren't even reading it. That's very impressive. Chicagoflower.com. And congratulations on your wingman, Matthew Serafin, as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. Great to see you, Tony.
Nice to see you, Steve.
Congrats
Thanks.
On the success.
Thank you very much.